What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes. And for further info, such as social media handles like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, you can visit SincerelyAngieM.com. Hey everyone, it's Angie. You've heard me mention Rakuten, formerly Ebates, multiple times on this podcast. Well, now, instead of them giving you $10 when you spend your first $10, you get $40. So you would sign up for Ebates, click the store you want to shop at, it's going to bring you to that website, and once you make your $40 purchase, you're going to get $40 in return, either PayPal or a big fat check. I've earned over $200 using Rakuten, and it is an online shopper's dream. You can get cash back on top of the $40 that you get when you sign up. Who doesn't like free money? I don't know how many times I can say that. It's the holiday season, and with COVID and more stores being online and selling products online, why not get cash back for shopping online? You're buying some of these gifts for free, you guys. Link is in the show notes. This is a limited time offer. This won't happen forever. It's going to go back to $10 or $25, but $40 is big. This is a legit steal. Act now. P.S. I forgot to mention, and when you refer a friend, you get $40, they get $40. So click the link so you can get your $40. Hey y'all, it's Angie. Welcome back to the Sincerely Angie Podcast. And today's episode is Dear Dater Part 3. Now, the last time I did a dater episode, it was with my buddy Ken, and that was in 2018. So I would say that it's high time for a new episode. I am on this episode solo, so it won't be very long, strictly because I don't have a counterpart to kind of go back and forth with or just to get their opinions. But I did want to reach out and talk about this just based off a lot of the stuff I had been seeing on social media, which I think TikTok may be where a lot of these conversations have stemmed from, because TikTok is like a thing. You know, I don't have a TikTok, but most people share their TikToks on their Instagram, and so that's how I see it. So, dear dater, I guess I really want to talk about dating in 2021. Since we last talked about it in 2018, I am sure a lot has changed. Number one, COVID is a thing. So, as a person who had been single for a very long time, I think that I still have a lot of learning to do as it relates to dating. But also, I think that I have learned a lot since 2018. Number one, and this is not in relation to dating, but COVID made everybody have more germs than normal. So while everybody is, you know, no longer wearing their masks and stuff like that, I'm still wearing mine because ill people. But how do you date in this society? Like, how do you date in a world where germs could mean a deadly or a very, what is the word I'm looking for? A very serious virus. Like, how do you maneuver through that? Do you meet the person online and then y'all discuss y'all status as far as, have you ever had COVID? Are you vaccinated? How do you feel about vaccinations? Like, do you kiss on a first date? Like, is that still a thing? Are we still using hand sanitizers and gloves and wearing our masks and stuff? Like, is that what we're doing on the dating scene? Okay, so maybe no one can answer those questions right now, but let's not talk about COVID-19. Let's not talk about coronavirus. Let's just talk about dating in general. Now, what kind of stemmed this conversation is what I have been seeing a lot recently as it relates to the TikTok videos. And traditionally, men would chase women and then women would, they would kind of, you know, give in to the chase. But now there's this thing going around where it's like, king, know your worth. Like, don't settle for these women who just want to get free food, a free meal, and it's this whole ideal that women only go out on dates with men for free food. And the other half of that is that men are only taking these women out on dates so that they can get some sex afterwards. Like, so it's a give and take, but each party is mad for the view that you have on why I'm going on this date. I think that with the whole switch up that's happening, where men now want to be chased and men are like, hey, look, I'm not taking you out for free food. We could just chill at my house. Like, what has happened? Like, I think that everyone should know their worth, first of all. But why all of a sudden is it just this men are online blasting women? Like, there was a TikTok where I saw where this man, he was in the lady's car, and then he recorded a video talking about whatever type of CD player she had, or it was some type of Bluetooth or something she had in the car, and he was like making fun of her. But it's like, sir, you are in the passenger seat. Like, you didn't even take your own car, so why are you talking about her car? Like, is that not embarrassing for you? Like, you don't see that? You can talk about her car, but you are in her car. Why didn't you just meet her there if that's a problem? Or do you not have a car? And then I've seen where then there's this whole thing where men want to go Dutch on the first date, which I'm all for it. I have absolutely no problem with going Dutch because, number one, I don't want you to expect anything after this date. On the flip side, though, me, Angie, I sincerely feel like whoever asks the person should be the one that pays. You don't know my pockets, I don't know your pockets. That's like me saying, let's go to a Saints game, but I expect you to pay for the tickets. What if your pockets aren't ready for Saints tickets just yet? Or this particular pay period or month is a bad time for you? I don't know your pockets, so if I'm asking you, then I should pay. But if you are pursuing me and you ask me out on a date, I think you should pay. But if we agree as adults to go Dutch, that's fine by me. We already know what it is and what it isn't. This isn't a date. We're just two people hanging out. Because if it was a date, there would be a proper protocol. What's the proper protocol? That's you asking me out on a date. We go somewhere that's a neutral territory. It's not your place. It's not my place. It's somewhere where we can talk and engage one another. We can be face to face. There are other people around, but not in our vicinity, and we can get to know one another in person. That's just my thing. I don't get what this whole, okay, let's split the bill at the end. Like, you ask me and now all of a sudden you want to spring it on me that you want us to split the bill. What is that? What is that? Like, what is going on? I'm so confused. Like, this whole social media trend of let me blast the male, let me blast the female, I don't get it and I don't like it. And I'm so glad that I am not dealing with any of that. I'm not doing it. God literally has to handpick the man and put him on my doorstep. That's the only way. That's the only way. There's no other way. That plain and simple. There's no other way. I'm not doing it. I'm not entertaining none of 2021's dating foolishness. It's not going to happen. Thankfully, I don't have to worry about that. I'm good. I'm perfectly fine where I'm at and what I'm doing. I don't want the issues. I don't need the drama. I'm good on it. I guess those are the questions that I really have. Like, is this what we're doing in 2021, though? I know this isn't a very long episode, but I guess when I come back with a Dear Data Part 4, I'll have a male and or a female, or maybe both, on that can discuss this topic with me, because I am truly concerned for the future of relationships, for the future of marriages, for the future of just genders in general, like for the male species, for the female species, for the cohabitating species, like not species, but the living together or being together. How can we get to the point where all of this, I'm doing it for the vine, aka TikTok, it's a thing where it has to go viral. Like, women getting stuck with bills because men want to either meet them out, order whatever they want to order, then cancel their order and make the woman pay for it. Because that was a story as well where a man and a woman went out to eat. The man sent his food back. Like, he ate most of his food. He sent his food back and was like, yeah, that's nasty. I'm not paying for it. The manager took it off. And then the woman had to pay for her own food. Like, wait, what? So not only did you eat your food, majority of your food, you sent it back and said that it was nasty so that they can take it off the bill, which means that you're cheap. And the way that you went about it was, there was no integrity behind that at all. Like, where are your values and where are your morals? I have so many questions. I guess I would have to sit down and talk with someone who is currently dating, someone who has been dating in the last 2 years, since 2019, I would say, right before COVID, and then 2021, 2020 and 2021 during the midst of COVID, and just kind of figure out what is that life like? What is that like? Because prior to COVID, like before COVID was a thing, I would, you know, hang out with people a couple of years before COVID and stuff. And it wasn't bad. I just think that people will always have mental issues, or people have issues. So what you would expect from people, you know, expectations is just leave them at the doorstep, because people will disappoint you every time. But I don't know, y'all. I can't wait to, like, really be able to sit down with somebody and talk about it. I can't wait to have, like, a girl's chat about it, and to sit down with someone from the other species, the male species, that can sit down and talk to me about it. Like, relationships took a huge hit during the season of coronavirus. Because, I mean, you had people who were now at home 24 hours a day. They couldn't go anywhere. So you're forced to be in the presence of your mate 24 hours a day. And if you don't like that person, or if you didn't like that person, being at home with them 24/7 really elevated that. You either found out more things that you didn't like about them, or maybe you fell deeply in love. I'm hopeful that some people fell deeply in love during the times of Corona. I don't know, y'all. It's seeing it on social media, the way some of these people are handling it is very disgusting. But having the conversations to see where people's head at is very interesting to me. So that's where I'm at with it. I want to sit down and chat with somebody. If you feel like you're able to sit down and hold a conversation about it, not someone who has been off the dating scene for a while. Someone who has actually been involved with dating and relationships from 2018, let's just say 2019, right before COVID hit, 2019, 2020, and 21. Let's have a conversation. I don't mind that. So y'all, that's all I had to say. I hope that I can revisit. Not a hope. I will revisit this topic sooner than later. And I think that's all I wanted to talk about. Men changing the game. That's the main thing. Like, they're changing the game as it relates to dating. Now, let me say this before I go. There are people who are actually looking for a free meal. There are women who are dating men who actually, they aren't even interested in these men, but they know that they can get a free meal. I know that that is a thing for some people. And there are men, since the beginning of time, I'm not shading the men, but for the most part, there are men who are strictly going out on dates and paying for $40 meals so that they can get some sex afterwards. And I want to understand that, how that is okay. Like, sex is $40. Like, what's this whole $40 thing? Like, what is that? And you don't want to pay more than that because you may not get. So this is like prostitution, basically, because you're willing to pay about $40 for a meal, which will lead to sex. But anything more than that is not. It's way too much. It's way too much. Just let me know what y'all think. Let's chat about it. Maybe on a blog post when I put one up there, or maybe on an Instagram post. But we got to chat. So reach out to me. All of my information is always in the description box or in the show notes. And let's chat. Let's talk about this. I think it's a thing. It has to be a thing if it's trending on, like, social media, and it's trendy to do. if you have a grown-ass man who's willing to go out on a date with a woman just so he can loud cap her, I don't know if y'all know what loud capping is. That's a thing that we used to say back in the day where you basically call somebody out or draw attention to something. Like, you loud cap her on social media for the sake of what? Because at the end of the day, it says more about you than it says about her if you're riding in her car and talking about her car. That's not cute. It says more about you than it says about her that you would eat your food, send it back, and then say, I didn't eat anything, so I don't have to pay for anything. Like, excuse me? Excuse me? Like, no, come on. We got to do better. What has to happen? Something has to happen. Let's talk about it. And to be clear, I know that I sound like overhyped in this episode, but I am by no means bashing men and letting the women slide, because everything about the dating scene in 2021 is ghetto. So let's not just forget that. It's not just on the men. It's not just on the women. But I do believe that men are taking their power back. So their power back as in... that's not the right word. They're not taking power back. They are adjusting the narrative. Let me say that. So, yeah, it's not just men. It's women. It's men. It's all of us. Everybody's being trifling this year. 2021 is ghetto as AF. It is. That's just what it is. So, excuse my hypeness. I didn't realize how excited I was to be talking about this. But it's truly ghetto out here in these dating streets. And I just wanted to know what y'all thought. P.S. I'm back, you guys, with a meme moment. And I just went on Instagram and I searched the hashtag dating be like. And the third one that popped up, it says, dating is just deciding if you like a person more than being single, then realizing that you chose wrong. And this made me think of something I initially wanted to talk about, but it just kind of slipped my mind. When you have been single for years and you don't hop in and out of relationships, you just kind of wait for that right person to come along. You have spent so much time with yourself that being with anybody else has to be better than the time that you've spent alone. Now, this is not for those lonely people who are hopeless romantics and desperately waiting for a mate and they can't live without somebody else. This is not for that. I'm strictly talking about the people who have been content with being single for a while. When you've been single for so long, you've grown to enjoy your own company. You know what you like, you know what you don't like. You know how you like it, you know how you don't like it. So if somebody else comes along, they have to be better company with you than you were by yourself. And I think that that's a major thing for me because of my history with dating. I have not been the person to jump in a relationship just to say I'm in one. I'm the person who has been single so long that you have to match what I do for me. I'm not the person that needs your $40. I'm not. I'm the person who really respects intentions along with actions. Your intentions could be very good, but your actions just may be trash. Like, your follow through may be trash. And this is not pointed at anyone because I really did recently have this conversation, but this is just who I am as a person. But the effort and the intentions has to match. If you have intentions on asking me out or dating me, you have to put that same energy into the dating part or the effort to date me. Am I a prize? Are you a prize? Yes, we're all prizes. Nah, some of us are sketchy. But for the most part, we all have something to offer someone. And what we have to offer other people is deeper than what's at face value. So you have to be willing to learn yourself so that you can show up at the dating scene as the person who you are portraying yourself to be and who you want others to know that they're deserving of. Meaning, if I know that I'm a good person, I'm quote unquote, I don't like the term wifey material because I shouldn't have to prove to you that I'm wifey material. It should be a word sent from God that says, hey, this is your wife. This is the one that I made you for. I'm not going to go off topic. I'll get to that in a whole nother episode. But once you found who you are and you know what you bring to the table, or if you are the table, there's really no reason for you to have to negotiate with anybody. You don't have to settle for anybody because you know what you bring to the table. I know that I'm a thoughtful person. I'm a lovable person. I'm kind. I know that I'm sensitive. I am affectionate. I am a provider, a protector. Like, I'm not going to say I have male tendencies, but I mean, it is what it is. The same thing that I could get from a man or that I will want in a man, I can provide him with those same things as well. Words of affirmation, or even just speaking highly of my man, letting you know that I find you attractive, letting you know that I think that you're handsome, you look good today, you smell good today, I want to jump your bones. That's me. It's not going to be a moment where I cease to tell you those things. Those things matter. The same way women want words of affirmation or gifts or acts of service, the love language is the whole nine. The same way women want that, I know that I can provide that for a man. So when I go to anybody's table, I can bring my table and set it alongside theirs, and we just be at a king size table because I know what I bring to the table, and I don't have to disclose all of that to you. My confidence is gonna let you know, oh yeah, she working with it. And I think that is what it is. I did see another meme. I'm not really going to dig too deep in it, but I was going to choose between both of them. But the first one just seemed like the perfect thing to talk about because, you know, it matched what I wanted to say early on in the episode. But the second one says, when you waste your time chasing women, they will never respect your time because you don't even respect your own time. And I thought that was pretty deep because there are men, and I kind of touched on this earlier, but there are men who will date someone and chase after someone who they know is not interested in them. And for some women, they know they're not interested in you, but because your chase game is so fun to them and it's so interesting to them, they use that to their advantage. I used to tell people all the time, I used to have bored moments where I would hang out with people that I really didn't like. And I mean, guys. And those moments would get me in trouble because after I finish hanging out with them, I'm just like, ugh, now he's going to want to kiss me. And now he's going to want to hold hands. And now he's going to want me to come by him. Or he's going to try and come by me. I did that to myself because I knew in those moments, I didn't even feel like being bothered. But I was so bored that I'm like, oh, let me just go be in the presence or company of a man. And then I had to deal with the extra that came with it. No, I don't want to kiss you. No, I don't want you to come sit next to me. I just wanted to hang out. So I think that meme was pretty, you know, spot on. But yeah, those are my things, y'all. That's my little chit chat on that. Tell me what y'all think. I can't wait to hear it. Talk to you guys later. Bye.